Welcome to Go For It, Battle After the War. I want to first start out by apologizing for my voice. If it goes out or I may be coughing still, I'm still dealing with pneumonia. But I'm on the upside, so, or downside, however you want to look at it. I'm getting better. Anyway, beginning of this year, I had announced that I was going to write a book or do an audiobook, and I've kind of since then have moved more into an audiobook. I think it's a little easier to do. My tremors have gotten worse, so writing is difficult and typing is difficult. So I'm not sure that I can get the detail that I need typed out unless I can somehow get speech to text to work the way it should. We seem to be enemies and have been for a while, so I don't know. We'll have to see how that works out. But definitely an audiobook. I'm still very adept in stripping audio and making that work. But anyway, so that's what I want to put my focus into. I've kind of slowed down in that process between doing research and doing studies. And I'd like to continue doing some of the studies that I've been involved with because they have been pretty awesome, the people that I've met and the connections that I've made have been fantastic. So I want to keep those and I want to keep doing what I'm doing. But it's a bit much to be doing all of this by myself. So I thought by suspending the podcast and maybe just releasing new things as they come about, I can put more time and focus into getting this book done, because my target initially was by the end of this year have it completed and edited and ready for release at the beginning of 2021, and I'm not on that target right now. I have too much going on, so I want to reclaim some of that time, and I think the reclaim that I have to do is going to be in my research area, which is podcasting. And I think getting these stories out is probably going to be just as important, if not more important, than what I'm doing in podcasting right now. I think the stories will speak for themselves. I've already done quite a few, and for me, even having the symptoms and living the life, it has still been somewhat of an eye-opener. You know, along the way, it's a learning process, because everybody's got symptoms, but symptoms of different sorts. It's just it's crazy how different they are. And all of these symptoms that we deal with, you know, mine are mild in comparison to some of the people that I've met. So I think in ways this book will be much more beneficial. It's one thing to hear somebody, or not somebody, I would say the same person, talking about the symptoms that we carry and the things that we are doing to try and fight them or just quell them so they're not so out there and out of control. But to actually hear it from somebody else besides myself who's dealing with it or not. So I think that's more beneficial. And I think it's something that once I can get it out there, I mean, it should help researchers, I think. It'll give them audio, and if you say okay, I can give them the video as well. That way they can see what you're dealing with. It's just, you know, there's information there that they don't have access to right now that we're providing. And this is something that I'm not charging for. I'm paying for everything out of my pocket. I don't want to make any money off of this audiobook that I'm doing, or video book, or written book, however it comes out, no matter what platform. I don't care who approaches me. If it becomes mainstream, I have no interest in making money on my veterans. I am only interested in getting the information out, because here we are, what, almost 50 years later from Vietnam, and they're just now getting around to recognizing Agent Orange and doing things for those veterans who are still alive. I mean, there's so many that are gone. And I don't want to see that happen to Gulf War vets. And I'm not just talking about the Gulf War vets from the first Gulf War. There's Gulf War vets from current day, from just being pulled out in the past year or two, that are going to have our symptoms and end up with the same issues moving on. This illness is not going away anytime soon. You know, it'd be nice if they would put the type of energy into Gulf War illness that they've put into COVID, but I don't see that happening. And here we are 30 years later. Gulf War illness is still an issue. And people are contacting me saying, what are you talking about? What is this? And I'm referring them to earlier casts of descriptions of things that we deal with on a daily basis. And then they contact me back and say, oh, I have those symptoms. I've had this issue. I've had that issue. I didn't know that's what this was. 30 years later, I still get that message. I also get family members messaging me saying, my son or my husband or my boyfriend, my girlfriend, my wife had some of these symptoms and they're no longer here. And to hear that and know that this information has been out there since the 90s and it hasn't really been advertised. You can go look on YouTube. You can do searches for Dr. Nicholson. You could do searches for Dr. Klimas. I mean, there's an endless amount of YouTube videos that are out there from the mid to late 90s that were just never advertised. And you can tell they weren't advertised by the amount of views that they have on the videos. And they're not very high. And they're not targeted. It's not like they contacted every veteran or tried to reach out to every veteran and said, hey, you might have been exposed to this during the Gulf War. Get in the VA medical system or go see a doctor or do this or do that. No checklist, no nothing. I mean, the burn pits just came out within the past, 10 years, I think. So that's why I think this book would be beneficial, and that's why I want to put the time into it and get it out there as soon as I can. There's just too many people that are going to need assistance that don't know about Gulf War illness yet. And don't realize that the first Gulf War was the catalyst. That's where we were sprayed with all kinds of stuff. It's where the burn pits were created. They just recently, I think, passed a bill within the past 2 years, maybe less, to no longer use burn pits over there. Which is great. But that's not going to save the next 30 years of veterans, because now the air is polluted, the dirt is polluted. They have sandstorms that carry that crap all over the place. There's just no telling how many people are going to have issues for the next 30 years. But anyway, that's where my head is at right now. You know, things change, but I'll keep you all posted. I would say subscribe to my podcast if you haven't already. I don't remember if I said that before, but I'll say it again. Subscribe to my podcast if you haven't already, because if I release something new, you'll get an alert saying that there's something new coming out. If you haven't listened to previous casts, I know some of them are a little quiet or a little bit painful or a little bit monotoned. That's just my voice. I don't think I've met a veteran who's got a dancing voice who's served and gone overseas and has come back sick. We don't have a whole lot of energy. Sometimes it takes just that much energy to bring a smile. Much, much less sound like you have a smile on your face while you're talking. So anyway, subscribe to the podcast if you haven't. If you are subscribed, then that's good. Like I said, you'll get an announcement every time I release a new cast. And I will release them frequently, just not once a week. Maybe once a month or once every 2 months. I don't know. It just depends on what information comes across my desk and whether or not I feel it's podcast worthy or not. So that's it, I think. I don't have anything new. I would say I know everybody's kind of nervous about the COVID stuff. Switching gears here a little bit. Get out. Go for a walk around your block. If you have a bicycle, you can ride around your block. And just do things to stay active. Do things to get out of the house. And just be comfortable in your own skin. We all have respiratory issues, so if you're not wearing a mask, it's not the end of the world. If you're coughing, cough on your shoulder, cough in your hand, wipe it off in your hand, I mean in your pants or your shoulder or whatever, and wash your hands when you get home. But don't just stay inside four walls enclosed. We need to do what we can to keep suicide down, and by locking everybody in their homes, that's not helping that situation, contrary to popular belief. So get out, do stuff, go to the park, go camping. Just there's things to do that don't require you to have to put a mask over your face. Look for them. Google search. I mean, there's a ton of things you can do. If you can't figure something out, message me at Gulf War Vets on my page. I have no problem sitting there with you and trying to figure out something that you can do. If you're local near me, let's do something together. Yes, I have pneumonia, and I'll wear a mask as long as I can, but I'm willing to go for a walk. I'm willing to do stuff at a limited pace right now, as long as I'm in town. And don't be afraid to reach out. So everybody stay safe. Have a great rest of your week. If you're in Florida and you're under these black skies, stay dry. And don't forget to hug a vet.